this is an appalling decision by Bank of Ireland. It's an affront and a slap in the face to Irish speakers across the state, and in particularly to those within the Gaeltacht region, who saved this bank at a time when the bank was bust because of the actions of reckless bankers who pumped billions of euro of taxpayers' money into it. And the answer we get is a reduction in services behind the counter. But we're told by the bank that, sure, everything's automated. You have the ATM machine both inside and outside the bank. And now what they tell us that they are withdrawing the official language of the state service from that bank. And I'm calling on Bank of Ireland, and we're asked to meet with the senior management of Bank of Ireland to reverse this decision, a decision that isn't a costly decision, but one that would show a real spirit and goodwill on behalf of the bank to make sure that it provides this service to its customers who want to use the Irish language medium.
Now, the bank have stated that it is down to failing demand, and they have also the Irish language present on checkbooks and so on. Do you feel this isn't good enough?
Look, this isn't a bank that's bust. This isn't a bank that's struggling. This isn't a bank that has to make tough decisions. You know, just before the summer, they told us that all of their branches, bar Letterkenny, were going to go cashless, which means we can't go in with coins. We can't get money across the counter anymore. And it says, listen, use the ATM machines. This is a bank that is making €1 billion per year profit, and they don't pay a penny tax on that profit to the Irish state. That's €1,000 million per year. This isn't a costly venture. And while they come out with statistics saying that, you know, 1% or less are using the Irish language medium, when you turn that into the number of transactions, it reaches into the hundreds of thousands. So this is something that the bank did many years ago of its own volition, which was provide this service in Irish language. We welcome that. The Irish language community welcome that. And we believe that they need to respect the fact that the state is a significant shareholder within this bank, respect the fact that if it wasn't for their loyal customers, that the bank wouldn't exist, and reverse this decision and make sure that this service continues into the future.